In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place. May the Lord bless you from Zion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let all the earth fear the Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you reign among us by the preaching of your cross. Forgive your people their offenses, that we, being governed by your bountiful goodness, may enter at last into your eternal paradise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this last Sunday of the church year is from the book of Malachi, chapter 3. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge? Or walking as in the morning before the Lord of hosts. And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test, and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. Our epistle reading is from Colossians chapter 1. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. And they followed Jesus, a great multitude of people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, Daughters of Zion, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place which is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching. But the ruler scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? But we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us made.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation is recorded in Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 13 through 20, but particularly these words. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is our text. In the name of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends, today is the last Sunday of the church calendar year. On this Sunday each year, we remember that Jesus Christ is coming again as our Lord and as our King. Therefore, we call this Sunday Christ the King Sunday. And we change the color on the altar from the long-standing green of the Pentecost season to white. Jesus Christ is our King now and forever, not just in the kingdom of heaven to come, but in this world today. We in the United States are not all that familiar with the rule of a king. We are more familiar with presidents, houses of Congress, governors, mayors, and city councils. But we do know about kings from history. The lessons we learned about kings from history were quite often bad. The United States fought the Revolutionary War for freedom from the King of England, who was taxing them heavily, without giving them any representation in England. The King of France was a tyrant. He had the heads of many people cut off, so the French had a revolution and cut his head off, got even with him. To be a king might give us the idea of a tyrant or a bad ruler. But in history, there were good kings as well. We think of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. We think of King David and King Solomon, kings who cared about their people, who loved their people, and protected their people. They were good kings because they served their God by serving God's people who were placed under their care. Good or bad, kings ruled with absolute power. A king did not have to wait 6 months for a Congress to approve or defeat his proposals. What a king wanted done, got done. A king did not take a vote to see what the people wanted. The king made decisions as to what he thought was good for the people. Bad kings served themselves. Good kings served their people. Kings were not elected. They were there because of their parents or the family who had the throne before them. Just recently, we changed from Queen Elizabeth and gave way to King Charles. And there was no appealing the decision of the king, because the king was the final authority. His word was final. Today, on this day, we honor a good king. We honor the best of all kings. We honor the only perfect king that ever was. Today we honor Jesus Christ as King. And through the words of today's text, we are going to look at Jesus Christ as King of creation, as King of the church, and as King of our lives. Jesus Christ is King of creation. Our text tells us he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. Jesus Christ, with the Father and with the Spirit, created the universe. The triune God said, "Let there be," and there was. The world and all that is in this world are the products of God's creating word. All things created by them. The whole world has Jesus Christ as its king because he created it. That includes all peoples, all nations, all powers that be. In this country, we make quite a point of separating church and state. And yet the two can never be fully separated. Our scriptures made clear in Romans chapter 13 that all authority is of God. Our text tells us plainly that Jesus Christ is King of all, including our own government. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. Our scriptures teach that all authority is of God. Therefore, all authority should reflect the will of its King, Jesus Christ. I am not advocating a theocracy where the church runs the government. History has proven that was a bad idea, both for the church and for the state. But rather, we need a government that reflects God's will in serving God's people, a government that lets people worship freely, and a government that serves the people rather than ruling over them. This Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving Day is a national holiday, not a liturgical church day, by the way. Let us give thanks that we live in a country where religious freedom is an important part of our Constitution and our rights as citizens of this country. Here we are free to worship according to our conscience and according to our beliefs. Secondly, Jesus Christ is King of the church. Our text said, he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the first, born from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent, that he might be first. Jesus Christ, the head of the church. We've talked many times about the church as the body of Christ. We have talked about how there are many parts of the body, and yet all those parts function together so that the entire body is led by its head, which is Jesus Christ. It is Christ who tells his body where to go. It is the head that has told the body to go into all the world, to baptize and to preach. The head has told the body to do this in remembrance of me. The head has told its body, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. The head, the body, has its marching orders from its king, its head, who is Jesus Christ, the Lord. We should never ask what we want in the church, but rather, what does Christ want with the church? Every program, every plan, every decision must be based on the answer to one simple question. What does Jesus Christ want us to do? That is particularly important for this congregation as you continue your search for a new pastor. It must always be, who does God choose as our pastor? And we're looking for the one that God wants to shepherd us and guide us in His way. After all, Jesus Christ is King of His church. And then the most important kingship of all is the one that affects you and me as individuals. Jesus Christ is the King of your life and of mine. Our text tells us He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We were brought into the kingdom of Jesus Christ by His action, not ours. It was Christ's life, death, and resurrection which made us God's own people and subjects of our King, Jesus Christ. Our text says, in Him we have redemption. Redemption means that in Jesus Christ, God has bought us back. To redeem something means to buy something that was yours one time and then lost, but you bought it back. You redeemed it. You go to a pawn shop to redeem whatever you pawned. And that's what we talk about when we say God has redeemed us. He has redeemed us from sin, death, and the devil. He bought us, not with gold or silver, but with His holy precious blood and His innocent suffering and death. In our baptism, God claimed us as His very own. It has nothing to do with what we have done, has nothing to do with our decision making, it has nothing to do with our merits, but totally and completely by the grace of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our King. Remember the thief on the cross in the gospel reading this morning? He asked Jesus to remember him in his kingdom. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. The thief had earned nothing, but heaven was given to him, a free gift. It cost Jesus plenty. He lived, died, and rose again for that thief and for you and for me. Why did he do it? Luther said in the Small Catechism, so that I may be his own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, that I may serve my King. What great joy there is in serving our Lord and King. What great peace to know that Jesus Christ is our King for all eternity. What great celebration we have now and in eternity as our King, Jesus Christ, rules and reigns in our hearts and in our lives. To Him alone be glory, now and always. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. In thanksgiving for Christ our King, who has made peace by the blood of his cross, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine pardon, spoken in his passion from his throne at Golgotha, by which all things are reconciled to God, let us pray to the Lord. For never-ending joy and praise that our Lord has redeemed us by his passion from wrath and damnation, let us pray to the Lord. For this and all congregations, and for the ministers of the church, that Christ, her head, would rule over her by the forgiveness of sins and hold all things together for our good, let us pray to the Lord. For all Christian homes, that the Father's treasured possessions, shared through the death of his beloved Son, would grow in the fear of the Lord and serve him faithfully and walk undismayed by the prosperity of the wicked until all is revealed, let us pray to the Lord. For the inhabitants of the world, that they may stand in awe of Christ, who alone is King of kings and Lord of lords. And let us pray to the Lord. For good government, for preservation of life in the midst of a fallen world, let us pray to the Lord. That our true King would return soon for his judgment, which alone can reveal his kingdom and our citizenship, which are not of this world, let us pray to the Lord. For the troubled, the sick, and the dying, especially those among us that are listed in our bulletin, and those that we name before you in our hearts now, that our King would remember us, not according to our sins, but according to his pardon spoken from the cross, and so deliver us from all evil. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune this day, that we would not weep in remembrance of the Christ of God, but if he were crucified in vain, but mourn our sins and taste his kingdom's pleasure in his very body and blood, given and shed for our forgiveness, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, you have said that I was hungry and you gave me food. And we ask you, when did we do that? And you said, when you have done it for the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. And so this week of Thanksgiving, we bring your gifts that you have given to us and share them with those who are in need. We ask your blessings upon the ingathering of foods to be given to the food bank, that they may be a blessing to others. Let us pray to the Lord. O Christ our King, in your blood, the saints of all ages wash their robes and find entrance to paradise with you. Bring us also with them out of death and the grave and into resurrection and eternal life at the last day, when we will see you crowned with glory. For you and the Lamb who was slain and now lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to You, Almighty God, that You have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore You that of Your mercy, You would strengthen us through the same in faith towards You and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace.